The Buddha said that thousands of candles can be lit from a single candle, and the life of the candle will not be shortened. Happiness never decreases by being shared. This meditation will focus on a few ways to bring happiness into your life. Happiness is the uncovering of what you already have. You have all you need for happiness right now. You don't need to change anything about yourself or your life. You just need to see what's already there. Contemplate this while you're getting in a comfortable position, and take the proper time to ensure that your body can fully relax and stay comfortable for any length of time. We have a human need to be close, to be intimate with other human beings. Having good, supportive friendships, a strong relationship or close and loving connection with our family members will make us much more likely to be happy. Take time tomorrow to spend time with your loved ones, to tell them what they mean to you, to listen to them and develop your relationship with them. Now breathe out slowly through your mouth or your nose if it feels more natural. And breathe in. And exhale out. Breathe in. Exhale out. Breathe in. Exhale out. Don't think about how great things will be in the future. And don't dwell on what did or didn't happen in the past. Learn to be in the here and now. And experience life as it's happening. And appreciate the world for the beauty that it is, right now. Practice makes perfect with this crucial skill. Find love for everything you hold in your awareness, from everything around you to your own experience, your body and breath. It's all one thing and all held in your love. I would like you to imagine, or just to become aware of yourself, going down a softly carpeted stairway. And these are strong steps with a firm handrail. And as I count down from 10 to 1, so you are walking down this staircase. Moving down deeper and deeper into a peaceful, relaxed state. So ready now. 10. You're taking the first step down. knowing that happy people feel empowered, in control of their lives, and have a positive outlook on life. Nine, another step down, deeper and deeper. Eight, you are grateful for your life, your gifts, and other people. Seven, you will focus on what you have, not on what you haven't. Six, deeper still, you see bad things as a blessing in disguise. Five, you make positive thinking a habit. Get into the habit of squashing all negative thoughts and replacing them with positive ones. Instead of "I can't," think "I can." Four, you can imagine that you're already a positive person. Three, deeper and deeper. You surround yourself with those who are positive. Two, breathing slowly, you accept criticism with grace. One, sleep.